27 after 3 with the victory of the Socceroos overnight against Denmark and progressing to the round of 16. What is this going to do for the sport of football here in Western Australia? The chief executive of Football West is Jamie Harnwell, who I imagine to be a bit tired this time in the afternoon. Jamie, because you wouldn't have got too much sleep, I imagine. Good afternoon.
Yeah, good afternoon. No, it was a difficult one to go back to bed after the game and try and calm the nerves and the emotions. It was everything you expect a World Cup game to be in terms of tense and excitement and a couple of twists as well. So delighted for the Socceroos, really proud of how well they've done and for the second time in our history into the round of 16.
I'm sure you're excited to also check out the data and the number of hits on your Facebook page, your social media accounts, the Football West website. Do you imagine this is going to spur on a fair bit of interest in the game here in WA?
Yeah, absolutely. We've seen the spike increases back from 2006 with that golden generation and how that flows through into participation into our competitions and our programs. This is probably a unique World Cup in terms of the time of year, and it more closely aligns with clubs going out for registrations in the next month or two. So we're certainly expecting an increase again in the number of participants. And of course, we've got the Women's World Cup next year as well, which is going to become front and centre for everyone's thinking very, very soon in the new year.
And how about the growth of the game amongst juniors who want to play football?
Yeah, the game just continues to grow. It's a good problem to have that we're starting to run out of facilities and there's pressure on local governments to try and assist with that. But, the game is in a really strong shape. It's quite interesting that junior girls is the fastest growing segment of our market at the moment. So it really is appealing across the board to people to be involved with football or soccer over the coming 12 months.
It's sort of money cannot buy publicity as well. When the Socceroos do well, there's big conversations, there's a lot of interest. It's not just obviously occupying a lot of time through the press, but around the water cooler today at work, around the dinner table tonight. You must be licking your lips at these opportunities, Jamie.
Yeah, it is. The Socceroos and the Matildas as well are a brand that every Australian can get behind. They represent the diversity of this country so well. They're fantastic role models and people, and the exposure that it gives the game is great. The World Stage, the World Cup is the biggest event for anyone to be involved in, be that men's or women's, and just to have that continued exposure, that alignment with such a successful brand at the moment is really great for Football West, and we're looking forward to our clubs harnessing that benefit in the years to come.
Jamie, you're surprised how well the Socceroos have done at the World Cup?
Oh, given the qualification route that they took to come in, I don't think there was anyone who really, outside of probably Arnie and his squad, who thought they would do as well as they have, who would win two games in a pretty tough group. I know the way that Arnie coaches and the belief and passion he has in his players, and they've certainly shown that the sum of the whole is greater than its parts, and to go up against the number 10 team in the world in Denmark and really keep them out for large parts of the game to get to the round of 16 is a fantastic achievement, and I absolutely hold a great deal of admiration for what they've been able to do.
Do we all dare to dream? Is it possible to get past Argentina?
Well, we've seen already it's possible to beat them. They were pretty impressive last night, to be fair, and watched some of that game. This morning, they do seem to be clicking into gear, but you're coming up against one of the greatest players the world has ever seen in Lionel Messi. Geez, it'd be some feather in our caps if we managed to end his international career from this little upstart of Australia being involved. So, look, there's always a dream. It's a whole other challenge before us, but knowing Graham Arnold and the team, they'll be up for it. They're not going to leave anything out on the pitch or die wondering of what will be the case. And, geez, let's just hope for another special night.
Well, let's hope for that. And enjoy the day and enjoy the coming months and the year ahead as well, as you say, with the Women's World Cup here in Australia. It's going to really see soccer, football here in this country be given a further push. And I would imagine, as you say, those headaches you're starting to create, Jamie, to find enough facilities to be able to play the matches, those headaches will probably last just a few more days.
Yes, well, a few more days and a few more years, the way that the game's growing. So looking forward to a lot of good conversations with governments at all levels to make sure those participants are supported now and into the future.
Good on you. Jamie Harnwell, the CEO of Football West, joining us on Perth Live this afternoon, saying the game is growing, football, here in WA. Is it something that your children have picked up, particularly a lot of interest there in the women's game?